Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get the show on the road here. We've been struggling a little bit with Zoom, as you know. Here, the technology committee is struggling with technology, but we're here and we've got a good presentation for you today. And we'll probably have to, I think we have two mics. I got the mic I'm holding. And so I'm going to go ahead and hand this over to my co-chair, Andrea, and I want to thank all the committee members, John Glass, the Gassman brothers, and Andrea for all their help in putting this together. And it's been a lot of fun. So I'm going to hand the mic to Andrea.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the technology luncheon. I always have some issues with. Anyway, we are going to get started. And I'm going to ask John Glass to introduce our speaker. So give us a minute. I need to get the mic to him.
Thank you very much, Andrea. And good afternoon, everybody. I am John Glass. I'm a member of the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind and also president of Vista Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Today, we have a real exciting presentation that's going to be given to us by Corey Hanosh with North State Assistive Technology. And Corey's going to tell us about some new products. He's going to give us a couple of comparisons and let us know what his company provides with assistive technology. So thank you everyone for attending. And Corey, it's all yours.
Well, thank you. My name is Corey Hanosh, and our company is North State Assistive Technology, and we're a vendor located in Northern California, but we serve all of California. We're for the blind in Sacramento, and the other is in the Vista Center for the Visually Impaired in San Jose. So, yes, we're moving around. We're looking for some place in Southern California. So if you know anybody down there that can help, that would be appreciated. What I wanted to do today, they asked me to do a presentation on a couple different products. So what I brought, the first one is called the Lyric Reader. Has anybody heard that one? No. Okay. Well, I heard some yes, some no. So we'll, for those of you that already seen it, it's going to be a little redundant. But for those that haven't, it's a great device. So what it actually is if you've heard about the iPal Solo back in the day, it's the next generation of the iPal Solo. So ABIC was the company that created the iPal Solo, and that one actually was, the whole company was sold to Freedom Scientific. Well, the owner of ABIC had a five-year non-compete with Freedom Scientific. Well, that was up a year ago. So this next product that he came out with was the Lyric Reader. So it's very similar in functionality to the iPal Solo, but it's much faster as far as taking a picture and reading it back to you audibly. So I have the device up here. It's about the size of a piece of paper as far as dimension-wise. It's about 1.5 to 2 inches thick, and it's folded right now, but I'm going to unfold the top where the camera lives.
Your internet connection is unstable.
All right, sound familiar? So what it has is the logo of the company on the platen or the surface. I saw that and said, please place your document. So all I'm doing now is just simply putting the piece of paper down. It automatically takes the picture.
Portable OCR device. The Lyric Assistive Reader is designed to assist people living with blindness or vision impairments. This scan and read device scans printed documents and reads them out loud. It is spectacularly fast, extremely accurate, and very easy to use. With the Lyric, you can read a book, an envelope, the letter that came in it, a prescription label, and anything else. Place the document up.
So just like any other standalone scan and read machine, it's very quick. Now, if you've used some of the other ones like the Clear Reader or the Smart Reader, those take about 10 to 15 seconds from the time it takes the picture while it processes before it starts reading back. And again, this is almost immediate that it's starting to read back. Controls are very simple. As we work around the base, on the left side of the device is the power button and where it plugs into power. Right now we're working on battery, so it does have an integrated battery. There's also a headphone jack, but it also has Bluetooth, so you can use either one. And then moving towards the front, on the left front side, is the rewind button. So very simple to find. And then in the center, you have a switch that goes for the volume. So you just simply slide it up or back, depending on how Bluetooth connectivity, you can have an external speaker as well. So if you really wanted it loud, you can do it that way. Now moving to the right front side of the device, you actually have the pause and play button. So again, really simple to find that. And then on the right side of the device, there's two buttons for speed, up and down. So you really, if you want it going faster or slower, it's just simple to do. There is an optional keypad that comes with it for more functionality, where you can save devices to the text to the actual device itself, up to four, or you can put a thumb drive in and use it for more mass storage. And then you can also fast forward or rewind by line, letter, or word, or paragraph. So you can kind of do that with the keypad itself. If you're not using it, magnetically connects to the back of the arm, so it's out of the way and not easily lost. And then just like the old iPal Solo, you can do hand controls with it, where you wave your hand underneath the camera to either pause or resume. Or you can go backwards the other way and it will rewind for you, whatever you have that set for. So again, you have those hand controls that the old iPal Solo did. So that's the Lyric Reader. There's two different prices with it. Without the keypad, it's $1,960. With the keypad, it's $2,195. So it's right in that same pricing range as the Clear Reader and all the other standalone scan and read machines. But very compact, comes with a nice carry bag for you to take it with you wherever you go. Weighs about the size of a laptop, so maybe 3 pounds.
A quick comment. This is Andrea. I bought one of these last summer because I was told by NLS that they bought them for their employees. And that's where I first heard about it, was at the ACB convention in Omaha. It's fabulous. I love it. It just is just, and I never had an iPal Solo. I taught people how to use it, but I never had one. But this is just, it's amazing. It really is. The speech is clearer. It's easy to use. There's not much learning curve. Great device.
And she is not on commission, so. Exactly. We like those. Absolutely. So the next technology that I brought with me is the Envision glasses. And I wanted to do a kind of a, oh, wait, was that a good thing? Oh, good. Okay. So what I wanted to do is kind of do a compare and contrast with the Orcam device, because again, they're in that same similar range as far as wearable OCR technology. But there is some main differences or big differences. Now, I will tell you that currently the Envision glasses do require Wi-Fi to work. That would be their OCR or really a lot of their other functionality, whereas Orcam doesn't. So it's a closed device where you don't need the Wi-Fi to make it work. Orcam is faster when it does the text-to-speech. Just like the Lyric, within a couple seconds, it starts reading back to you audibly. So again, if that's a need, then maybe the Orcam is the right device for you. However, what we're finding is that those that are maybe a little bit more tech-savvy and can easily connect devices to their hotspot on their phone, the Envision might be a better option for you because there's some other things that it does. So I'm going to put them on. Wake it up. Oh, you're so sweet. And this one I have.
Battery level is at 91%. You are currently connected to Corey's iPhone 12.
Okay, so it is connected to my iPhone. And one of the main differences really is that you have up to 60 languages available straight away out of with the Envision glasses. So if you're bilingual or multilingual, with OrCam, you get one extra language, and then it would be an extra cost of about, I think it's $1,000 per language after that. Whereas with, again, the Envision, you have up to 60 languages. So I'm going to swipe through, and you're going to kind of hear it go back and forth. I have it with the Bluetooth speaker. But if you think about as I'm swiping through, think of this as your voiceover or talkback, because I'm going to swipe forward. And then if I want to go anywhere or enter that, I'm going to double tap. So this is scan text. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap on the side of the glasses. Yeah, so it says no document found. I'm just going to simply put something up there. Took a picture. Sure. This one did, yes. Or you can force it by double tapping and it'll take a picture. So this one is a special thing that I've taken a picture of. There's three different languages on it. We'll see if you can recognize them. It's processing, yeah. Yeah, so it lets you know.
Earring, English, girl with a pearl earring, an oil painting by Dutch Golden Age painter Johannes Vermeer, represents a young woman in a dark, shallow space. She wears a blue and gold turban, the titular pearl earring, and a gold jacket with a visible white collar beneath.
Español. La joven con un pendiente de perla, una pintura al óleo del pintor holandés de la Edad de Oro Johannes Vermeer, representa a una mujer joven en un espacio oscuro y poco profundo. Lleva un turbante azul y dorado, el pendiente de perla y una chaqueta dorada con un collar blanco visible debajo.
Reben Yu.
Holanda 黄金時代の画家 Johannes Vermeer の油絵である真珠の耳飾りの少女は、暗い浅い空間にいる若い女性を表しています。
It's actually Japanese. Did it look like I was reading it? Right? Okay, let me get out of that real quick. So what it did was it had actually the three languages on there, took a picture of it, and it seamlessly transitioned between each of those languages. So it has auto language detection. So again, if you're multilingual, then that becomes a very awesome option there. Now, what we found too is it does come with that app, the Envision app on your phone for free, and you got anybody can download that, but it will sync with your glasses. And what that actually allows you to do is if you scan with the app, down in the bottom right corner, you'll notice because it'll start reading whatever language you wanted it to read, but you can translate that from there into, let's say we're in Mexico, and we take a Spanish sign, take a picture of it, we can hit translate, and we can translate that back to English, and it'll read it back to us in English. So there is some awesome benefits with having that Wi-Fi connection there. So again, that's with the text-to-speech, so that's where it's reading back to us. One of the other differences really is we can do batch scan, where you can actually scan multiple pages and then have it read back all at one time as opposed to individual documents. So again, that's another benefit. Yes. If it's text that's on the screen, yes. Yeah, it's a question over here to the right, Diane. Correct. Yeah, so that's what they call instant text. So what that does, instant text, is it activates the camera, and that's one of the, that's the only right now OCR part that works offline, but you just look around, and as it sees text, it starts to read it back to you audibly. Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me?
Yes, you. I'm sorry.
When somebody okay, in well, the room asks
I'll get to you. Just 1 second. Hold on. Okay.
When somebody I'll reiterate the question. So that we can hear what
you're
saying. Thank you.
Yes, please.
So I have the Invisi glasses, and what I love is the meaning of money. I don't know if you have a couple of dollars in this.
Yeah, I'll show that in a second too. Yeah, absolutely. So what she loves is the ability to read the cash and how fast it does that. So I'll demonstrate that in 1 second. Yes. 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 So the questions were, there's a companion app that goes along with it. So I'm sorry, what was your first question again that I said yes to? Yes. So the question was, can you have different voices, male or female? Yes, you can. Well, if it's different languages, yes. So the other question was, if I have the app and they have the glasses, can I be of benefit? Well, that leads me right into call an ally. What that does is it's actually your friends and family that sign up and they have a companion app. And you call them through the Rolodex on the glasses, and then they see what you're seeing through the glasses so they can help guide you. Now take that to the next level. Anybody have IRA, a subscription with IRA? So they actually, last August, integrated IRA into the glasses. So if you have a subscription with IRA, you can log in through the glasses. Now, at CSUN, they announced that Be My Eyes, in another few months, are going to also be available on the glasses. So now you're going to have up to three solutions that, you know, most importantly, friends and family are with you. So for security, it's great. Now, I've been swiping through, but we can also do these things by voice. So I'm going to wake her back up again, and I'm going to push a button on the top of the glasses to do the voice, and I'll do the recognize cash now. Recognize cash.
Searching for US dollar.
Hold on. Gotta find the dollar.
Where's the 100?
Where's the
1,000? Okay, hold on. Is this a raffle? Is that what's going on? So.
Time to recognize US dollar bills, that the bill is unfolded and are holding it in front of the camera.
Oh, yeah, there's one. Oh, hello. Oh, there we go. That's going back in the pocket. So again, OrCam does the recognize cash as well, but you might find a little bit more delay, because if you think about how Envision does it, they actually go into a portion of the app. So it's just specifically looking for cash at that point. OrCam does that as well. So again, I'm going to swipe down to get back out of where we were. But again, I don't have to swipe through. I can just simply give it a voice command as well. Now, anybody ever try and read handwriting with an OCR device? How successful was it? Not so much. Well, Envision will do handwriting as well. So Dr. Scratch, maybe not, because I can't even read that. But let me go back into scan text. Scan text.
Up or your head down.
Okay, so it took a picture. So that's actually a handwriting. It's like a greeting card. We'll see how effective it was. It's got some nice music. No.
Reader, heading, Harry, wishing you happy birthday, love, Aunt Jane, Avery.
Oh, isn't that sweet? So again, that'll do handwriting as well. So again, now we have access to handwriting without using like the Seeing AI app or something. You can program people's faces into it so that if you take a picture, it says, you know, looks like so-and-so. But again, I've only had it do this one time where it actually recognized, I didn't even name who that was. So I don't know what it did, but it found who I was putting in my thing. That was a little scary. So in the scan text component, I want to bring this up because I think it's going to be a really big effort that they're doing. So everybody heard of ChatGPT AI? Okay, so AI, artificial intelligence, what they're doing with this in, and it's going to be out by the end of April, they say, they're going to add that to the scan and the scan text component. So when you take a picture, it's going to allow you to interact with that document. So think of a bill, your cell phone bill, your water bill, whatever bill you want, and you do it with the text to speech and it just reads all the way through there. You don't know exactly what your balance was, or, you know, at some point it'll tell you, but you don't know. What this will allow you to do is take a picture and then you can say, summarize that document for me. And it will go through all of the highlights, or what's my total with PG&E, and it will tell you that. So it's going to be a lot more intuitive as far as, you know, you have a conversation with the glasses, and that's going to be out by the end of this next month or April. All right. So this will be the Envision glasses. Right. Okay. So that was just brought up. This is April 1st, April Fool's Day. Anything I've said today is not a joke. I'm not kidding. It's all real. So the pricing wise on the Envision glasses, they have three versions. They have a OCR version, which it's just scan and read. I don't know anybody that's going to take advantage of that one. It's $1,899. But that's all you get, is the scan and read part of it. The home version is $2,500. What that includes is the glasses themselves. If you want an upgraded frame, which actually has lenses, it's an extra $200 to $400. And then you have 1 year hardware warranty and you have 1 year free feature updates. Maintenance updates on any of the devices or any of the versions is free for life. So any, you know, kind of maintenance update that they come out with. But feature updates, a feature update would be like adding AI into it. You would get 1 year. You can add to that over the years as you, you know, get a subscription the next year or whatever. The pro version is $34.99. What that comes with is the glasses, one of your frames, you know, the frames with the actual lenses, and then you get free feature updates for life. So that becomes, you know, a more value of the device itself. So again, the top of the line is the Pro. It comes at $34.99, but then you get a lot more with it. And it's a 2 year warranty on the glasses.
Corey, I have a question. This is Andrea.
Yes.
My understanding is that since they released this pricing scale after I bought my glasses, I did not purchase frames. I just bought the glasses with the camera, that I can pay to update to the Pro. Is that correct? I can just pay so much and upgrade to the Pro so that I have lifetime feature updates.
That is correct. There is a Pro. I don't know what the costs are, but that is going to be an option for that. Yes.
I'm going to ask everybody to just hang tight for a second. Do you have something else you wanted to show? Or?
Not unless there's questions.
Okay, we're going to take questions, but I'm having a little issue with Zoom where I can't hear Jaws, or everybody hears Jaws. I'm not sure. This was working before we started, and I'm not sure what happened. So I'm going to ask the people on Zoom if you could speak one at a time, one of you that has a question, because I can't hear you through my headset. So if someone has a question on Zoom, Can you please go ahead and ask that? Does somebody on Zoom have a question? Say what your name is and ask your question. No questions on Zoom? Okay, do we have questions in the room? Okay. Well, I want to thank Corey. This was wonderful. And Corey carries some other wonderful things too, like the new Victor Stream and the Hable One, which is, if some of you don't know, is a wonderful device that allows you to control your phone with a little device you can hold it in your hand, and it has a Braille, six-dot Braille keyboard. It's really fabulous. Yeah, all the power folks are on the rows closest to the ballroom. So if you, and anybody can direct you in there. Everybody's been really nice about directing people to the, you know, but all the power booths are together. Corey's wonderful. Corey, thank you so much.
So the question was, how much does it cost to for feature updates? Is that what the question was? The $270, he had said. I don't think the people on Zoom were able to hear that. Does anybody in the audience have any questions general or any comments to technology that they've found interesting or that they'd like to ask?
We'd be happy to ask if we have some time.
Rob and Andrea, I thought we'd hear something about the Stream 3. You're not going to do that?
We probably could. Yeah. Is Corey? Okay. John, are you up to that? All right. Let me hand the mic over to you. Okay.
I got it. Thank you so much. Your internet connection is unstable. That was nice. Corey handed off to me. I'm John with Sterling Adaptives. I poked my head in because I heard you were talking about the Victor Reader Stream, not because I meant to. So I'm John again. Again, I'm John with Sterling Adaptives. We're an assistive technology distributor, much like Corey. We carry a few different brands, Humanware being one of our primary brands. And so, yeah, do we need to turn my microphone up? Yeah. Is that a little better? There we go. Okay. Yeah, no problem. Just to reiterate that, I'm John with Sterling Adaptives. We are an assistive technology distributor based out of the North Bay. One of our major brands is Humanware, and so we're naturally very excited about the Victor Reader Stream 3. And I actually came in here, poked my head in, hoping to hear you guys talk about it, but I'm happy to, though. So the Victor Reader Stream 3 is a much-anticipated launch of the third generation of the Victor Reader Stream that basically everybody knows and loves. There, admittedly, it's not a completely brand-new like device. You know, if anybody is accustomed to or has a Stream Gen 2 or even Gen 1, honestly, it's going to look and feel really in a lot of ways very familiar. It's kind of like if you've upgraded from the last iPhone to the next iPhone, it's still, you pick it up and you're like, oh, I know it's still an iPhone, right? So the Victor Reader Stream is no exception. You pick it up, you know it's a Victor Reader Stream 3. So for the most part, the feature set, the internal menus, how you navigate, all that kind of stuff is really the same. So if you've ever picked up any of the other models and you know where the go-to button is, or you know the dial pad, and you know you need to press one to cycle through your bookshelves or something like that, all that stuff is virtually the same. So what is new and what's different? So on the actual physical device, it's a slightly different shape, similar form factor, but it's got different rounded edges. The buttons are now a rubberized grippy silicone texture, as opposed to the hard plastic buttons before. They also are have better tactile labels on them. For example, the number 2 button, the 8 button, the 4 and the 6 button represents your up, down. It used to be color coded, which is obviously not the most helpful in the world. They have tactile indicators on the edge of those buttons to indicate that they are up, down, left, or right. So the buttons got a major upgrade. The dial pad buttons also got larger in size, and all the buttons are now this new kind of silicone grippy rubberized texture, which I personally think is great. But feel free to stop by the Sterling Adaptives booth. We do have them, so you can get hands on with them. Other changes that are really good, a much anticipated change is the fact that it now uses USB-C for with that. The big thing is USB-C can be plugged in upside down or right side up and used as where the old generation had a micro USB, which only went in one direction. And it was absolutely, truthfully, it was horrible to figure out which direction went in. So USB-C is a welcome change there. Another change is that the SD card slot, which has been historically located at the top, it still is, but now it's covered by a little flap. The flap does two things. It protects from dust and things like that, or, you know, pocket lint or what have you. But also, I understand that some people had trouble with SD cards accidentally popping out on them. And so this will prevent that. Along the same lines as the SD cards, on the Generation 2, you were limited to up to a 64 gigabyte card, which is, you know, not bad size, but lots of people were using multiple cards because that's not necessarily enough for everybody. And now the new Generation 3 will support up to 1 terabyte size cards. So lots and lots of memory. It used to be that inside the box, you would get an 8 gigabyte card with the Gen 2s. And now you do not get an SD card with it anymore. However, you do get 16 gigabytes of built-in storage now. So you don't technically have to have an SD card in order to operate and use the device now. You do have 16 gigs of built-in memory. And of course, then it's expandable up to an additional terabyte with an SD card. Now, the only thing is, in case anybody is like, I'm going to run out and buy a terabyte card right now. If you do use that large of a memory card, and if you had it mostly filled up, they have said that it will increase your loading time or your boot time of your device by a little bit. I don't know exactly what that means, but I would anticipate it, you know, maybe instead of taking 10 seconds to turn on, it takes, you know, 30 or something like that, just because it has to index a lot more files. So I might opt for maybe a 256 gig or a 500 gigabyte, you know, 512 or something like that instead. But anyway, you do have up to a terabyte option. Again, very, very welcome change. Also, they have added a much requested Bluetooth across the board as well. So that means Bluetooth speakers, Bluetooth headphones. The previous generations were wired only. And so that's a lovely change as well. Any kind of Bluetooth device is great. Those are kind of your most major changes, honestly. So it's like it's things that people have been requesting for a long time. A subtle change, but to the actual menu structure too. If anybody, again, is a stream user, you might recall that the 7 button is used for accessing your settings. And so it used to be you had to press 7 multiple times to get through your different layers of settings effectively. And they have changed that. So now you press 7 to get into the menu, and then you use your navigational keys, your 2 and your 6, to go through your menu items rather than having to press 7 repeatedly. And so they've also nested a few things kind of differently inside that settings menu. For example, they've put all of the book services under one section that they call online services. So just a few kind of small changes that, again, are little improvements, but things that people was not the most user-friendly previously. Some unfortunate news, they no longer have a silicone case in the box. But they do still offer the leather exclusive case that is available too. And they no longer supply headphones in the box. They were just kind of truthfully not the best in the world, but they were wired earbuds, 99 not to do that. And anyway, with the advent of the Bluetooth, right, almost everybody is using their AirPods or what have you. So anyway, not the biggest bummer, but a few things that people might have hoped for in the box they won't get anymore. But those are really the only changes. Otherwise, it's the same old Victor Reader stream that you know and love. It's just with those updates that people were really asking for quite frankly, we should have this update about 5 years ago. But here we are. We got it finally. We've come around. So does anybody have any questions about that?
Yes, yeah. I do.
John, I see you have a question over here.
Actually,
we have about 3 questions. So John Glass, I'm going to have him go next because you're right next to me here. I'm going to hand over the mic.
Thank you, John. I just wanted to mention, I've had my Stream 3 for about couple of weeks now, and I just wanted to mention a couple of really quick things that I enjoy very much with it that John hasn't covered yet. With both Bookshare and NLS Bard, you now have access to your previous downloads. So if you, let's say, have read an interesting book, you want to tell a friend about it and you can't remember the title or the author, you can pop into your previous downloads and find it. And it also allows you to re-download it if you accidentally delete a book and want to get it back. It's an easy way to do it. The other thing that they've done with NLS, which is really nice, is in addition to being able to look at the most recently added magazines, you can actually look at each magazine individually, meaning that, let's say, for example, you recently found out that there was a product review in Consumer Reports that was in an issue that was 2 years ago, that came out 2 years ago. You can actually go now and download that issue because you have access to all issues for each magazine. So that's kind of nice. The final thing that I wanted to mention is they have upgraded the Wi-Fi in the Stream 3, and it now supports both bands, the 2.4 gigahertz band and the 5.8 or whatever it is gigahertz band. So more flexibility with wireless connectivity. So that's what I wanted to say. I'm going to hand this back to John.
Thank you. Thank you. Those are great points. Earl on Zoom. Go ahead, Earl.
Yes.
Somebody on Zoom had a question.
This is Bob. I understand they're going to bring in TuneIn very soon, and the Premiere, whatever it is called, that's in the mix, and they'll keep OO Tunes as well. Matthew of HumanWare is outstanding on the list. Thank you.
Yes, I've got a question about... on the SD card under the books, if you have a large number of books, with the Stream 2, you can't really search by name. You can create folders and move books into folders, but you can't do that on the Stream itself. You have to take it offline and do it on a computer. Is there some way to do that on the Stream 3?
I wish I had good news for you. Pardon me. Unfortunately, that is still the same. So effectively at launch here, it's almost identical as far as your folder organization goes and how you have to do it. It's basically the exact same as it was on the Gen 2. However, that's been a highly requested one. I can't promise this, but I believe that is in future plans to be able to do something like that. But I would expect that as a future update. As of right now, that is not possible. You do still have to do it from the computer. Yes, ma'am, over here.
And there's no text search.
Correct. That is correct. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And we have a question over here. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. So the question was, if you had a Victor Stream you bought today and this hypothetical update came out in a year, would you get that update for free or would you have to buy a new device? And the answer to that is you will absolutely get that for free. HumanWare does an excellent job of making their products what I like to call living products, meaning that they continually supply really good, genuinely useful feature updates free of charge to all their users. They have a wonderful history of doing that with all of their devices, their Braille devices, their low vision devices. So yeah, I can guarantee you'll get it for free. Yes.
Guys, we're going to have to wind up because we have a session at 1:15. I want to thank John for coming in and talking about this.
We had one final question in the back. Okay. Do you mind if I take that? Yes, ma'am, with your hand raised in the back. Yes. Oh, what's the price? Good one. Yes. So the price is $549. If you do buy from Sterling Adaptives from us, we do have it on sale for the price of the old machine, which is $495. And we actually have a few at our booth if people want to take them home. But even if you decide not to do that, but you would like to take advantage of that, we do have that offer available from our website, or you're more than welcome to call us. So not to toot our own horn too much, but we're actually cheaper than HumanWare right now. So feel free to pop by if you want to get your hands on one or if you want to take one home. And thank you all for having me.
I want to thank everyone for coming. I want to thank John Glass for inviting Corey, and I want to thank John from Sterling for coming in and talking to us. And I want to thank all
the meeting.
I know we had some technical issues, and I apologize about that, but we're doing the best we can here. This is all new to all of us, so we're all learning. Thank you so much.